Yesterday, the aggressor's troops regrouped and amassed armored vehicles and missile and artillery weapons in certain areas, primarily to surround and capture Kyiv and major cities of Ukraine, including Kharkiv, Chernihiv, Odessa, Kherson, and Mariupol. A significant part of military equipment comes from the territory of Belarus and through the occupied territory of the Autonomous Republic of Crimea. Some units of the most combat-ready units of the armed forces of Belarus have begun moving to the state border of Ukraine in Volyn direction. In addition, the territory of Belarus continues to be used for combat sorties of army, operational, tactical and special aircraft of the Russian armed forces to perform missions in the territory of our country. The planes of the armed forces of the Russian Federation resumed conducting air reconnaissance of facilities in the territory of Ukraine from the airspace of the Republic of Belarus. The enemy, losing offensive potential, loses a human face alongside. Numerous violations of the laws of war and international humanitarian law by the Russian aggressor have been recorded along the entire offensive line. The most common war crimes of the Russian occupiers are the use of weapons against civilians, bomb attacks, rocket and artillery shelling of residential areas, which led to the destruction of civilian infrastructure and human casualties. The Russian military fired on Kharkiv from Grad systems on Monday, killing and wounding people. During the advance of a column of tanks and armored personnel carriers, the aggressor fired on houses of local residents in Chernihiv region, from Talalivka to Nizhyn. Tanks from the Russian occupation forces on their way through the village of Borodyanka, on the orders of their commanders, began to deliberately destroy infrastructure and housing, and a separate group of tanks opened chaotic fire on high-rise apartment blocks. In addition, there have been cases where the enemy hangs a white flag on his vehicles, allegedly to surrender. However, after approaching the Ukrainian positions, the occupiers began to open fire with lethal force. According to the available information, the commanders of the Russian tactical groups received an order to destroy the mobile communication towers while advancing deep into the territory of Ukraine. Natalia Tolib.